morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, Tuesday morning, I'm wondering how many of you watched the eclipse, either a partial eclipse or a total eclipse. There were probably 12.5 million people who were watching the eclipse from somewhere. That was even the total eclipse. So if you counted all of the people who were only seeing it partially, oh my goodness. So, you know, why was it such a big deal? It was because it went from coast to coast in the United States. The last time that happened, it was June of 1918. Now, there have been solar eclipses that have been seen in some states, and at least partial eclipses. The last one that I think we saw a partial eclipse was in February of 1979. And I know some of you remember that because as we were talking about the solar eclipse, the people said, yeah, I remember that one in 1970. But the difference was it did not cover the whole United States, going across the United States. Of course, it doesn't cover every place in the United States, but going coast to coast. And of course, this one started in Oregon earlier yesterday morning. And I think it would be interesting, and I hope people are still kind of talking about it, because it is a very special event. And I was lucky enough to be in a place, actually Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where it was a 100% total eclipse. And I was reading something, actually it was an essay by a person from past time, and, you know, what is the difference? She was talking about what is the difference between seeing a partial eclipse and a total eclipse. And I guess I was sort of thinking the same kind of thing, because Atlantic was 98%. I mean, that's almost total. And if you went not very far away from Atlantic, it would have been total. So what's the big deal difference? And I kept asking myself that. Well, having been in the total, I can, I think, for sure tell you that there is quite a difference. Because even when it's 98% covered, there's still a little bit of that light and there's still a little bit of that heat coming from the sun. But when it's total, it's pretty dark. You can see the stars. And I think the thing we notice more than the darkness, which of course lasted about 2 minutes, was the difference in temperature. It started getting cooler slowly, and it probably did wherever you were too. But it got really probably as cold during the middle of the day, and in Jackson that our time here was 11:36, I believe was the exact time. It got as cold as it had been during the night. And at night, it's like 40 degrees. And then, even after it started getting light, it took a lot longer to warm up and get back that heat from the sun. So that was probably more impactful than the light itself. But it was interesting also in terms of the darkness to watch what happened to the sun on the mountains, because, of course, in Jackson, we're looking at the Teton Mountains. And it was gradual until that total. And then they basically kind of disappeared. And then when the eclipse moved on, it was like another sunrise. So it really, I think, is quite a bit different from a partial to a total. It's been interesting in the area to see, you know, what about all the people coming? One of the first things we noticed is that there are the portable potties everywhere, out along the road, in the campsites, wherever you went, there probably was one or more of those. And, of course, those were brought in from all over the area to have enough. One of the areas that we drove through where there is campsites, a lot of people bring their tents as well as other kinds of camping. And an area, this is covering a pretty large area, where there would usually be maybe 20 campers, there were at least 100 that we saw and many more that we probably could not see. So the camping numbers went up drastically. One of the roads, that's a main road that's used, they allowed parking on one side and only a one-way traffic. And I know across the United States, and you've heard stories about the things in Nebraska and Missouri and so on, for several years, this wasn't a planning like you might have done a few months ago or a few weeks ago. They've been planning for a couple of years as to how they were going to handle all of the people. It was like planning for an emergency. In Jackson, they moved the fire trucks out to the edges of the town so that if there was a fire, they, you know, there was no way they were getting through town. They brought in the Park Service people, the rangers from other areas. One person we talked to was from Ogden, Utah, not so far away. Just an example of how all of those things change and how the preparedness had to go on for a long time. So moving, you know, hundreds of thousands of people across the United States to places they've never been really takes a lot of planning. And I know if you haven't done so, you will maybe want to talk to some of the people who went to Beatrice, Nebraska, and talk about their experiences. Another local thing that was kind of fun was we went to the farmer's market on Saturday morning, and one of the vendors, very creative, who did big goods, had munchies, those small chocolate chip cookies. She had solar banana bread, Milky Way cupcakes, lunar lemon cupcakes, and zone of totality brownies. So she was certainly taking advantage of what was going on in the area. So I'm wondering, again, what people thought, what people felt, and how you reacted to it, because everybody is a little bit different. The whole change in how it feels to be in that total darkness when you go from total sunshine is a really interesting one to visit with people about it. So until Friday, I have a question for you that applies to more than solar. That is, what is the meaning of kaibos, another name for portable potties? Until next time, hope to see you soon.